HarperCollins presents The Sand Dog by Sarah Lean. Read by Jethan Partick. 1. I never thought Grandfather would come back on an ordinary day like a Monday or a Tuesday. He'd come on the kind of day when the rising sun is pouring its colours on the sea because there's not enough room for all its glory in the sky. Grandfather was like that kind of special day to me too. He was a fisherman, and from watching the drift of deep water seaweed, he could land a net of fish full to bursting. He knew the journey of a past storm by what swept up on the beach, and could tell a thousand stories of extraordinary creatures from the deep. He said that the ocean had a long story to tell about all of us, full of signs of things that have happened, and signs of things that are to come. I always knew he'd come back across the sea, triumphing over a few monsters on the way, but I was still waiting after 2 years for that special day to arrive. I live on a small island in the Mediterranean. My home used to be with Grandfather, in a little fisherman's cottage, but now I'm in a flat with Uncle above his restaurant at the back of the beach. My open bedroom window is like an ear to the sounds of the water, and it was one Friday night that I heard the rhythm of the tide change. In my underpants, I went downstairs and walked across the beach to look out over the waves. The sea was black as simmering tar, and the moon reflected like broken glass on the restless waves. At the far end of the beach, on the shallow rocks that divided the beach from the cove further along, a turtle was struggling hard to climb out of the water. Her shell was patterned like the crazy paving of our narrow streets, and I wondered what it felt like to carry her home on her back. The turtle was clumsy on the rocks without the support of the water and tumbled on her back to the sandy cove. I ran over. Turtles aren't good on land anyway. But her front flipper was caught in some fishing line round her neck like a sling, making it hard for her to move at all. I recognised the chip in her shell from when she'd been to our island 2 years ago. I wondered if she remembered me, because she didn't seem afraid when I rolled her over. She was heavy and as big as a shield, but I was strong and cut her free from the line. She lumbered off, digging grooves in the sand with her flippers, leaving a rippled pattern beside my footprints. Slowly she made her way to the back of the cove, where she dug a cool hole, laid her eggs, and buried them deep in the dark, just as she had before. I stayed with her until she was ready to go back to the sea, as the sun rose pink and gold behind a thin bank of cloud at dawn. Grandfather had taught me that the sea could tell me a story. I needed 3 signs to let me know that he was coming home. The turtle had been the same one I'd seen the day before he left. Could that be the first sign? I swam and dived with the turtle in the growing day, in the place where she was at ease, where I felt at home too, until I heard Uncle shouting from the rocks, "Azee, get out of the sea, it's almost 8 o'clock. I surfed in with a wave and followed Uncle up to the restaurant where he was already laying tables ready for the early tourists.
"Hurry up or you'll be late," he said. "And don't forget your jobs after school," he yelled as I leaped up the stairs to the flat, 2 at a time, to get dressed. I pulled on a T-shirt and flip-flops and I ran, feet flapping, all the way to school, my wet underpants seeping through my shorts. It was already hot, and I hoped they'd dry out before I got there. I got used to people calling me names like Sea Boy and Water Boy, saying the sea had weed on me. But I didn't care today. It was the last day of term, a special and good day to feel that Grandfather was coming home at last. 3 whole months of holiday lay ahead of us, enough time for Grandfather to see the turtle eggs hatch with me. After school finished, Dimmy, Chris and 3 other children asked me to play basketball with them. "Come on, just this once, Azzy,"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?